Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, April 9th. I'm Mark Daniels. Milwaukee Brewers love opening days. They won their own against Atlanta to start the season. They spoiled Boston's home opener at Fenway on Friday. And on Tuesday, they defeated the Philadelphia Phillies in their first home game at Citizens Bank Ballpark 10-4. Ryan Braun, a huge game for the Brewers. He hit not one, not two, but three home runs and drove in a Brewer franchise record tying seven.
I didn't think there was any chance I could have possibly had a day like this. So the game works in mysterious ways, kind of a crazy game sometimes. I enjoy this atmosphere. I enjoy this environment. I think it's motivating for me. Get that adrenaline going, and it helps make the thumb feel a little better.
Brewer manager Ron Reneke, wowed by Braun, but says, he didn't do it alone.
And really all through the lineup, it was that, when I talk about the deep lineup, it was deep today. And I think we need to do that. And I'm not saying we're going to score this amount of runs all the time, but I think we need to get production all the way through.
And they did. 15 hits for the Brewers. Jonathan Lucroy went 3-for-4. Carlos Gomez, Mark Reynolds, Scooter Gennett, each with a couple of hits. And then Reynolds and Gennett had RBIs. Kyle Loesch gets the win, his first of the season. Didn't have his best stuff. He went 5 innings, gave up 3 runs on 7 hits, and also walked 5, but the Brewer offense just too much. In the back end of the bullpen, Jim Henderson finally making his first appearance. Strikes out 2 in a 1-2-3 ninth. Brewers now 5-2, sitting atop the National League Central. They'll send Matt Garza to the hill in Game 2 of the series in Philadelphia on Wednesday night. Elsewhere in the National League Central, it was the Pittsburgh Pirates over the Chicago Cubs, 7-6. Russell Martin with a go-ahead sacrifice fly in the 8th inning. Charlie Morton, the winning pitcher, survived a couple of long mistakes to the Cubs' Starlin Castro.
It was 2 bad pitches to Castro that hurt me. I threw a four-seamer trying to go down and away. Ball rammed up and in, got under it, and he hammered it. And then that curveball was just terrible. I mean, the 2 pitches that they scored those runs on, the 4 of those runs, were just terrible pitches.
Pirates 5-2, sharing the top spot in the division with the Brewers. St. Louis Cardinals 5-3. They beat the Cincinnati Reds 7-5. Yadier Molina went 3-for-5 with a home run. Manager Mike Matheny says, "We really battled, especially after digging an early hole."
It was a resilient effort where we had some missed opportunities, and Lance obviously wasn't happy about giving them up that quick. But they just kept coming, put together really nice at bats, and kept fighting.
San Francisco Giants beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 7-3. Brandon Belt in another, a 2-run shot in the first inning, his major league leading 5th long ball of the season. 2 shutouts in the National League, Washington over Miami 5-0. Gio Gonzalez, 6 innings, scattering 3 hits. And the Mets beat the Braves 4-0. Bartolo Colon went 7 scoreless innings, scattering 6 hits. Offense not a problem for Baltimore. The Orioles pound out 20 hits in a 14-5 rout of the Yankees in the Bronx. Texas over Boston 10-7. Prince Fielder a couple of RBIs. Another ex-Brewer with a big game. Seattle beat the LA Angels 5-3. Corey Hart as the DH hits a pair of home runs for the Mariners. More than happy to help.
No, it's great. I mean, so many guys on the team have been chipping in, and I've been one of them. So it was nice to find a contact tonight and be able to help out. I'm getting kind of tired of watching everybody else help out.
Tampa Bay Rays beat the Kansas City Royals 1-0. James Loney, an RBI single in the top of the ninth. Toronto 5, Houston 2 in interleague play. Cleveland, an 8-6 winner over San Diego. White Sox roughed up the Rockies 15-3. And the Dodgers get by the Tigers 3-2 in 10. Carl Crawford with the game-winning double. Minor League Baseball, West Michigan defeated the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 3-2. Rattlers left 12 runners stranded, went 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position. Dropped their first game on the road, 2-3. They'll play at West Michigan again on Wednesday night. The University of Connecticut reigns over college basketball. The UConn men defeated Kentucky for the national championship Monday night, and the UConn women followed that up with another national title on Tuesday night, crushing Notre Dame in a battle of unbeaten 79-58 in Nashville. Brianna Stewart had 21 points, second straight title for UConn, a 40-0 season, and the 9th national championship for head coach Gino Auriemma.
There's been a lot of great moments at Connecticut and a lot of great moments in our NCAA history, but and especially for our 2 seniors and the way these guys played, I couldn't be prouder of a group of players than I am right now.
Notre Dame coach Muffet McGraw says, "Man, it was tough to lose the only one in the last one.
It's hard right now to remember what a great season this was, but I think that's what we, we need to reflect back and think about getting here. Tonight's game was incredibly disappointing for all of us. in particular the seniors. I know how much they wanted it, and I wanted it for them.
But only the second time the men's and women's college basketball champions in the same season come from the same school. Last time it happened, 2004, yep, the University of Connecticut. To the NBA, the Detroit Pistons defeated the Atlanta Hawks 102-95. Rodney Stuckey with 29. Hawks remain a game and a half up on the Knicks for the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. But Joe Dumars is expected to resign as president of the Pistons, maybe before the season is out. Been with the team as a player and front office man for 29 years. Brooklyn beat Miami 88-87. Mason Plumlee blocking LeBron James at the buzzer, helping Paul Pierce and the Nets complete a regular season sweep of the championship.
Well, it gives us that confidence. You know, even though it's regular season, I tell these guys, you know, it doesn't matter. We beat the Heat four times in the regular season. You know, what matters is what happens in the playoffs. Like I said before, I've been with Boston. We beat them three times.
Yeah, but they didn't beat him in the postseason. Minnesota gets 23 from Ricky Rubio, and cooling off San Antonio 110-91. Dallas beat Utah 95-83. Dirk Nowitzki with 21. Not a lot, but you add it up over the course of his career, and Nowitzki now top 10 all-time in NBA scoring history, knocking Oscar Robertson out of the number 10 spots.
It's unreal. It's been a crazy ride. Passing Big O, who obviously averaged triple doubles numerous seasons. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's kind of feels surreal still.
Kevin Durant scores only 23, ending his run of 41 straight games with at least 25, but Oklahoma City still beats Sacramento 107-92. Houston Rockets beat the Los Angeles Lakers, a game without a lot of defense, 145-130. James Harden and Terrence Jones each with 33. Lakers, meanwhile, have extended the contract of general manager Mitch Kupchak. To the National Hockey League, where the Detroit Red Wings beat the Buffalo Sabres by a score of 4-2. It was the Ottawa Senators over the New York Islanders 4-1. Jason Spezza, two goals and an assist. Rangers over the Hurricanes 4-1. Columbus beats Phoenix 4-3 in overtime. Ryan Johansson netting the game winner. Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 3-0. Washington Capitals over the St. Louis Blues 4-1. Alex Ovechkin netting his league-leading 50th goal of the season.
It's going to be in history for a whole life, and I'm pretty sure my family happy, the guys happy for me, and I appreciate it, all the players who give me opportunities to and coaches to be in the right position and find the right spot.
He's found that spot a lot this year. Philadelphia Flyers clinch a playoff spot by beating Florida 5-2, and the Minnesota Wild 4-3 shootout win over the Boston Bruins clinches them a postseason berth. Jason Pominville says, great to know we're in.
It's what it's all about. It's where you want to be. It's what you play for throughout the season. We've had ups and downs. We've had injuries. We've had, goalies get hurt. A lot of different guys in the lineup. But I think we did a good job at staying even keeled and not getting frustrated when times were tough. And it paid off.
Dallas Stars beat Nashville 3-2 in a shootout. Colorado a 4-1 winner over Edmonton. The Vancouver Canucks, they're not going to make the postseason. Fired general manager Mike Gillis with only three games remaining. At Augusta National, the Masters is about to begin. The par 3 contest, always a lot of fun on Wednesday. Round number 1 on Thursday. Edgerton native Steve Stricker back in the field at the Masters. He's been playing a limited schedule of late, but he says it's helped his game.
I've had some issues over the last two or three years. I've had a herniated disc both in my neck and in my back, so it's I've gotten through those without surgery. I've done a lot of physical therapy and treatment on that, so I didn't have to do surgery, and I think the lack of play has definitely helped in that department, and I feel as good as I've ever felt, to tell you the truth. I've worked out a lot more over the wintertime, lost some weight. Physically, I feel a lot better.
Adam Scott is the defending champion, and Stricker says it will be odd not having Tiger Woods in the field for the first time in 20 years following his back surgery, but Steve says that will leave plenty of contenders.
Just like any other year, I think, is wide open. I mean, there's so many good players here that if you can get it going, it's anybody's tournament to win, I think.
And while Stricker, unquestionably the best professional golfer ever to come out of Wisconsin, there's another on the come. 20-year-old Jordan Niebrugge of Mequon, who's already won the state amateur and state Open Championship, qualified for his first Masters by winning the U.S. Amateur Public Links title last year. He's a sophomore at Oklahoma State. He's tearing it up on the collegiate circuit. The 20-year-old Niebrugge will be one to watch from Wisconsin in the future. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.